Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast, I'm here letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he here, the break is over. We in the culture for all the news in incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams, information for all.
Only thing I have to say, well, a couple things I have to say. Don't say it, mean it. And I mean really, really mean it. Your favorite wrestling podcast, Between the Ropes Radio, means it on this Thursday, December 5th, 2019. On this returning episode, I'm, of course, your boy, Ty Ashbury. And like I said, I mean it. DJ, a.k.a. Damn Justified, this mean real girl is. It could be from Southern Honor Wrestling. My live guest, the beautiful Miss Danny Jordan is live. Miss Danny,
hey.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's an absolute honor and pleasure to have you on this returning episode of Between the Ropes Radio. And like I just said in the intro, this episode is going to get seriously mean up in here because you're the one and only real mean girl.
I am. Thank you for getting that right.
So has there been people who've got the real mean girl part like flip-flopped or messed up or anything? Has that happened before?
No, not really. I think I've put everybody on notice at this point that they know not to mess it up, so they make sure they double check with me every time, just in case, because I will slap someone.
Just in case. Anybody listening live right now,
yeah.
You heard that, what the lady said, just in case, because if you get her name wrong, she will kick your you-know-what. So, because, biggest thing of all, there's only one real mean girl, Miss Danny Jordan, of course. And, Miss Danny, the way we do things here in Between the Ropes Radio, it is all about you. The spotlight is on you, and whatever you have to say, don't hold back. Do what you got to do, because on Between the Ropes Radio, we can get goofy, we can get super serious. It's all about wrestling, and that's what we do on the show. So if you're ready to get this interview kicking, you ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I've been ready.
Now, the first question I got to ask you, of course, to me, mean, oh mean, of course, your mean meter right now. I really want to ask you, how is it right now? Because, I mean, I'm sure being in the world of professional wrestling, it could be at an all-time high. So right now, how is your mean meter right now?
Right now, like today, my mood. That's what you mean?
Yes. Yes.
Right now, I think, let's see, I was at a 10 because I was getting a little hangry, but I just ate. So I think I'm like a 5 right now. So I'll take it easy.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean, you know, you of all, I mean, like I said, of course, you are the greatest that's going in the world of professional wrestling right now. You saying a 5, I'll take that. I mean, because, hey, I mean, if you're not like that mean, hey, that's good for all of us, of course, in the world of professional wrestling. But, hey, of course, we all know you got to have that meal inside of you to keep the rest of your day going, because as we all know, I'm sure you're a super busy lady as well. So. Yeah.
I'm so busy, just so busy. Had to take some sweet time out of my day for this, so it's okay. It's not a problem.
Now, of course, we all know, to me, it just freaking flew by so fast. Thanksgiving, as we know, is all gone. But did you even, like, take the time to relax, chill out, or were you, like, actually scouting your next victim in the ring? Because as a wrestler, we all know, there's so many people on your radar. What did you exactly do over the holiday?
I didn't. I just kind of relaxed. I actually had the flu recently. I had it up until Thanksgiving, so that was awful. I hated it. I was dying. But I'm all better now. I had to cancel some of my Thanksgiving plans for going to Florida to visit my grandpa, And that was upsetting, but I did go and visit my mom, and at least I got to do that. But I couldn't leave until like Thursday morning of Thanksgiving, because I was still really sick. So it kind of took me out of play for a little bit, but I'm good now. I'm better.
Well, it's all good, because I really believe that even the strong, as yourself, have to take some time to rest. I mean, we all get sick. We're all human.
Oh, yeah.
We all, you know, eat, sleep, and breathe, and all that stuff. So, but I mean, it's understandable where you're coming from. But I will say that the fact that you missed Florida, I mean, who doesn't want to go to Florida? When you said that, I'm like, oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, it did suck. I always want to go to Florida. It's all right.
But you know,
this
once
like a
you 6-hour
drive for
when,
me, so.
Yeah, actually, I did the whole Orlando Disney World drive last year. It was about 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody listening live right now, I will say, your boy Ty Asbury, I'll never do it again. I think I'll fly next time. So, so it was, yeah. Because you said 6 hours for you. I'll take 6 hours, though. Look, that's really, you know, not a big deal.
Yeah. I mean, when you're getting over the flu, it is.
Actually, yeah, because, too, like you said, you want to actually just, more than ever, instead of driving, you want to be resting in bed when you have the flu, so that's definitely understandable.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course.
Yes, I did.
Now, there's always, for any story, for any great athlete, there's always a beginning, a start. And for you, I call this real mean for you. You were trained by the legendary A.R. Fox. Seen him kick ass in CCW. He trained you, of course. Looking back at that time, what do you think he saw in you, and he was like, yeah, this lady has it, and she's going to be definitely the one and only real mean girl, Danny Jordan. What do you think he saw in you?
You know what? I don't know. Sometimes we would discuss that, and I think – He had a good personal connection with me, as far as like he was able to really understand what my ultimate goal was in wrestling and what I wanted to do. He's a really good trainer, because he made sure to understand like who are my favorite wrestlers and who I look up to and things like that. So he was able to teach me through the people that I love to watch, which is great, because then I would just like try to pick up on some of their stuff and what they would do. And you know, I looked up to him as a wrestler as well. So I would always try to kind of live up to his standards, but that's kind of hard to do because he's a freak athlete and I'm not, but I love training with Fox. He's really, really smart. He knows what he's doing. He's a great trainer, and he trained me from scratch. So, like, right from the get-go, I knew absolutely nothing about wrestling. And, you know, it was an amazing place to start at. It was the WWA 4, so I had a really great time. And now I'm just still trucking, but I'm with QT Marshall over at the One Fall Power Factory, which is an amazing facility as well. Still in Georgia.
I think a really good thing that you're doing. I mean, not only did you train with great A.R. Fox, but I mean, you're also training with different people. And I think if everybody, to me, has their own input in a character, you know, in a talent like yourself, I think that could be really beneficial to you in the end, going forward.
Yeah, it's definitely good to get as much training as possible and learn from as many people as you can, because, you know, one person doesn't know everything. So the more brains you can pick, the better.
Yeah, and that's like, too, I don't know why I'm still on the whole Thanksgiving thing. That's like having different trainers. That's like your different varieties of food. Like, you're getting every single thing on the table from that dinner table. So, yeah, you're pretty much getting everything you need to be where you are today, and I'm pretty sure you're thankful of that as well.
Oh, yeah, I definitely am. Absolutely.
Now this pretty much is like I'll break it down like this. Now, there's a reason we believe things. It can be any motive behind it, anything you want to think of behind, you know, a reason for something. Now, of course, for your boy Ty Asbury and the fans of professional wrestling and your fans, of course, what's one reason we should believe Danny Jordan is the best in the ring?
Reason why you should believe I'm the best in the ring? You know what? First of all, I don't really think I'm the best in the ring. I think that I hold my own very well. I think there's a lot of people. I'm going to be really humble for a second, so because I just ate, so I'm being nice right now. So I'm not the best in the ring. I'm actually very hard on myself. There's so many talented wrestlers out there, and I would love the opportunity to work as many people as I can and to work with a bunch of these women out there that are super talented, like just the top women on the indie scene. Like, actually, not even just the top women. I just want to work as many people as I possibly can because there's so many talented women out there. Like, a bunch of the ones that are in my area especially, too, or, like, my surrounding states, like, so many people that are just – climbing the ladder, like the next generation of pro wrestling, you know, we're all coming up right now. And I just want to wrestle everybody right now, but I'm definitely not the best in the ring. Like I said, I'm very hard on myself. So, you know, you are your biggest critic. I think everybody can say that about themselves. I feel like if you go out there and you give it your all and you give it 100%, great. That's amazing. But if you look back on it and you're like, yep, that was great. I don't need to watch it again, or I don't need to do this or that. It was perfect. Like, nothing's perfect. There's always room for adjustments and to better yourself. So I think that everyone just needs to look at the wrestling world like that and just be your critic and always get better.
Exactly. I really actually do appreciate how you broke that down. To tell any, I mean, this especially should be really people who want to get into professional wrestling. You should definitely listen to what Miss Danny said, of course. And you're absolutely right. We're all our biggest critics for ourselves. And follow up with what you just said. Is there one thing when you take yourself out of your shoes and you look at, you know, your matches, whatever you've been doing in wrestling? Is there one thing that you feel that you're really, really working on towards of getting, you know, towards and getting better at?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know. Let me see. I feel like right now, because I don't really just think of one thing in particular, like in general. I'm trying to find my words here, the right words that I want to use. What I do as far as training goes and learning from my matches is I mean, obviously, I listen to the critique of whoever is going to watch it and talk to me about it, which the more, the merrier. Like, I'll take any advice from anybody. But I definitely have always picked a specific thing that I wanted to work on and focused on that for, like, about a month or at least a few weeks until I feel like it's not so much in the forefront of my mind, but it's in my subconscious to where I'm still thinking about it, but I'm not 100% focusing on it in my matches. So especially when I first started, let's say I wanted to better my footwork in the ring. I would just pick someone to study for footwork. One of my favorite wrestlers is Seth Rollins and Shawn Michaels. And so I would study their footwork and just see how they work in their matches. And then I would also look at Fox because he has really great footwork in the ring. So I would just kind of study him and just take a step back and watch and then try to mimic that or, you know, do whatever I can to just look as smooth as possible in the ring to just be crisp with the way that I move and my footwork. So, like, I would focus on that for a few weeks, especially when I'm having a match, and then move on to the next thing once it's not something that I'm, like, majorly focused on in the match, if that makes sense. And then, like, let's say once I once I stop really thinking about that and I feel like I'm good on that and I can keep, like, moving forward from there, I'll pick something else. So then the next thing will be, like, my positioning in the ring. So I'll make sure that I position everything and that I'm like, super conscious and aware of where I am in the ring. You know what I mean? For, like, the camera work and all that stuff. So I'll just pick main things to focus on, and from there work on that for a few weeks and then move on to the next thing. And I still do that to this day. So, and I'll go back to things. Like, I don't feel like I'm 100% there on footwork. You know, I'm not 100% anywhere on anything in the ring. So, you know, I'll go back over all those things and work on things like that for another period of a couple of weeks, you know, just to keep improving.
And you actually just talked about, like you said, improving your footwork in the ring. I think it'll be probably definitely sooner than later where you'll find your groove in your footwork, and it's going to definitely be like, damn, there it is. And I think I'm pretty damn sure you'll take it from there and get better. But then, you know, the upcoming year, the new year coming up. So, I mean, if you want to get better, it doesn't come overnight. It takes time, and it'll get there. And then footwork is definitely key in any athletic competition.
Yeah, there's some stuff I look at, and I'm like, oh, that was great. And then there's other stuff I'll look at of myself, and then I'll be like, yep, I need to work on that right there. Or, like, that whatever I did just there with whatever footwork was happening in the moment, whatever move I was doing or whatever it was, I'd be like, oh, yeah, that sucks.
Now, Miss Dani, we all know it when it comes to getting mean, gritty, kicking ass, can't nobody touch you. Now, looking back, it could have been last month to 2 months from, you know, just past recently. Who was somebody that you met in the ring that was probably not close to, maybe just, like, probably sniffing as mean, that sounded right, sniffing as mean as you were, and you're like, okay, all right, and that just made you get more competitive against that person?
Oh, I think the most recent person is definitely this young lady named Kenzie Page. I had a match with her last month, I think it was. Oh, my gosh, I don't even remember. Yeah, I think it was, the beginning of November, and it was at Southern Honor Wrestling, and we had an amazing match. I had a great time, and she's definitely one of my favorite opponents, and that was probably my favorite match to this day that I've had in my career. So, yeah, she definitely brought it. It was great.
And I think it's really cool. I mean, and it could be in the ring or somebody playing basketball against, that one person that brings it out of you where you're just like, man, like, what do I have to do to freaking, like, especially in the professional wrestling ring, where you're like, damn, what the hell do I got to do to take this person out? Or they're pretty much exactly how you are, which makes it even worse because they're like, it's cool to see wrestlers who wrestle each other that have the same moveset, they're the same size, and they're just like, they're just the same. I mean, sometimes being opposite is cool, but they're exactly the same. It could be a really fun match to watch.
Oh, yeah, it definitely can. I feel like that's kind of the case with me and Kenzie. I think she does a couple more things that are a bit cooler than I do, but for the most part, I feel like our styles really match, and that's why we were able to have such a great match. We've had a couple we've had a couple matches. I think I faced her once when I was really, really new. I think it was like one of my first few matches that I've ever had. And that was like 2 years ago or something. And then I faced her twice this year. So we've had some good matches.
Now, of course, Miss Dani talked about how she had her great match. And if you're getting off of work, whatever you're doing, you'll feel really great if you'll call in live, 516-666-9868. Between the Ropes Radio is live. If you want to talk to the one and only, of course, the real mean girl, Dani Jordan from Southern Honor Wrestling, call in and talk to this young lady because, hey, it's Dani Jordan and it's your boy Ty Asbury and it's Between the Ropes Radio. Now, of course, Miss Dani, this is probably my most favorite part of the show, and this is the part of the show where I put the thinking cap on. People love it, and of course, you got to wait for it because it's
Hollywood. We talking about Hollywood, man.
of course, boom, we're going Hollywood style here on Between the Ropes Radio. Two questions I want to ask you, Hollywood related. So, you ready for
it? I think so.
All right. This, Denzel Washington would say, boom, let's go. The movie is made about Danny Jordan. It's being promoted everywhere, YouTube, Facebook, wherever, the pizza shop down the street. On the movie poster, you're in front of it, of course. What would the tagline say on the poster?
I mean, I think it would say the real Mean Girl. Would it not?
I'll agree. I'll agree. Of course, you can't go wrong, of course, with the real Mean Girl.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I kind of, you know how, like, if you're writing something and something creative, then you kind of just put something like of course, the real Mean Girl, it clicks. I mean, I love it. And see, okay. I think I'm so into, like, kind of doing a little too much when it comes to writing, but I'll say this, hey, it's your movie, the real Mean Girl works, go for it. So.
what would you put?
Honestly, I think it's because it's – honestly, I love to write and be creative. I'm actually stumped. Honestly, I don't know what I would put, and everybody's probably booing me now. I'll tell you, come on, man. I actually have no idea. That's something I had to come back to. I'm actually stumped now. What would I put?
Yeah, it's kind of a hard question. You put me on the spot.
Oh, man. Well, that's why we go hot.
It's something I'd have to think about. Because I like to write so that's a question I think about.
Yeah, this is the part of the show where all the talent I've had on the show, they're like, damn, that's a real good question. I just put them on the spot. Mm-hmm. But they all my guests love it. But actually, if like I said, everybody listening live, if you have any answers for that, but I think right now me and Miss Danny are going to leave it, of course, the tagline on her poster for her movie, hey, the real Mean Girl. That's the only thing we can come up for now. So
for now,
because
yeah.
Like I said, we'll just leave it for now. But like I said, down the road we'll come back to that. But there's one more question. So that this, now we talked about the tagline. Now, what would be the plot of your movie?
I think the plot of the movie would be me trying to gain success in the business. Just my coming up story.
All the things that have led up to all of this,
any of the struggles that I've had. I don't know. Like a documentary, I guess?
Honestly, I think a lot of documentary movies don't get the praise that they should. And if you went around it towards for the movie, doing like a documentary, plot. I would like that because, I mean, I still think as much as we love movies and everything, I think Hollywood's kind of getting a little light with the ideas. So I think a documentary would be really cool.
Yeah, I think so too. I feel like I have a decent story. Something that'd be interesting enough to watch.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure too, like for you being a professional wrestler, I mean, it doesn't come easy for you guys. A lot of wrestlers have started up differently than others. I mean, I really think no wrestlers had it easy. I mean, of course, it's all about paying your dues for something that you really want. And I think it'd be cool to see your backstory and how you had to come up, you know, up to this point. Definitely had to have A.R. Fox in there too. So
yeah. That would be cool.
Now, of course, Ms. Danny, we are actually getting close to finishing up this awesome returning episode of Between the Ropes Radio, where this episode got real freaking mean. Now, I want you to finish up this question for your boy Ty Asbury. Next time Danny Jordan appears on, I did my research, on All Elite Wrestling, she will blank, blank, blank.
Ooh, I will get people talking. Bam.
Bam. Bam. Bam like spam. She She's like I said, simple to the point. And I was random too, by the way. But I say bam like spam or whatever. Okay. I'm getting old, but hey, that's definitely that's the way to put it. And you said it best to have people talking, because we all know All Elite Wrestling is the hottest thing in town. They're getting started. Of course, Cody Rhodes, Jericho. So definitely wish them the best in doing what they got to do. And of course, Miss Dani, everybody wants to know, where will we see next Real Mean Girl in the ring next? Who is going to be scared because you're facing them? Dates and locations. What's up next for you?
I have Action Wrestling actually tomorrow, December 6th. And that is in the Tyrone, Georgia area. I'm facing Savannah Evans, so that should be fun. I faced her for the very first time at PWX Pure in Charlotte about a month ago. So I'm looking forward to round two, so she should be scared. And the next person I face, let me check my calendar. Let me see. Ooh. December, I'm kind of booked up. The holidays are taking over. But I do have Southern Honor Wrestling coming up again. That's in January. I might have something up for in about 2 weeks. I don't know if I can say yet. I'm not sure if it's confirmed, so I'm not going to say what show or anything. But I would say just keep tabs on my social media and stuff like that. I have IWE coming up, which is also in Georgia. I got some more Queens of Combat bookings coming up, which is ran in Charlotte, North Carolina again. So just keep an eye on those, and that's where you can find me.
Now, you just said, of course, you say your December, mostly going into the holiday, is super booked. Now,
it is.
I highly doubt you'll be bringing any stockings, Christmas stockings, to the ring. And, you know, if they're stuffed, I'm sure, I don't know. I mean, are somebody going to be getting hit with something? Or, we're in the world of professional wrestling. I mean, if a wrestler brings us Christmas stocking to the ring, that's not good.
That's actually a good idea. I don't know if I'll do that. I think my trusty burn book will help me out if I need to lay some people out with something. But, yeah. But if anyone wants to bring me a Christmas stocking, I'll gladly accept. But you have to actually put, like, treats and stuff in it.
Hey, you heard what the lady said. The real mean girl. She wants some. If you come to her shows, bring a stocking. She wants treats, gifts, anything. Like I said, but yeah. I think the biggest gift of all that she wants is for you to come check her out as she kicks some butt in the ring. Of course, there's one, the one and only, of course, my live guest tonight, Miss Dani Jordan. Miss Dani, I want to thank you very much for joining your boy Ty Asbury here on Between the Ropes Radio. It's definitely an honor.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And, of course, 1 to 10, you coming back on the show?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll come back on the show. Just let me know.
We'll definitely arrange that. Thank you very much, and have a blessed night, and take care.
Hey, no problem. You too. Bye.
Yo. This is your boy, Ty Asbury, and I want to thank you for listening to this returning episode of Between the Ropes Radio. My live guest tonight from Southern Honor Wrestling, the one and only, the real mean girl, Dani. Your boy Ty Asbury. Thank you for listening to this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Have a great night. I'm out.
Between the ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show, this what we know, to be the best in action and it shows.
Ooh.
Between the ropes, radio show, between the ropes, nothing else come close. The number one radio show, this what we know, just to be in action.